Okay, we're going to have a couple hours of open lines now for you. It's the perfect time of year to do that, isn't it? I can't believe how fast everything is clicking by. Just bang, bang, bang. Anyways, we'll be back in a moment. We'll start with your calls on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Open Lines here on Coast to Coast. And let's just go right to the phones because they're lining up. We'll go first of all to Jonathan in Mansfield, Ohio. First time caller. John, welcome to the show.
How are you, George?
I'm great. Hope you are too.
I am. I'm thrilled to be on here. I've been meaning to cover a few call a few several times. I just haven't been. This is my first time, so I missed the Venom Doctor. I was wanting to speak with him about.
Boy, that was something. I liked that interview.
Yeah, I listened to just about the whole thing. I am a struggling writer here in Mansfield, Ohio, right by that old Ohio Reformatory.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
And I'm working on a piece right now about an old timer back in the day of the. He's a pioneer type, my great-grandpa, and he sucked the venom out of my grandmother's leg one time.
When
he was a bit. And we're talking in the mid-40s and the 50s, George, and I was wondering, my question to him was, had he had a cavity in his mouth?
And if it would have gone down there, yeah.
Would that have gotten into his cavity, and would he suffer from that, or does it... Or is it just matter on your technique on sucking the venom out of the wound?
And then obviously he spit it out, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, he lived to be 98 years old. If he was 98 years old, he was the man of the earth.
Yeah, none of that got him for sure. But you know, that's an interesting question, and I would think that the Brian would have said that any kind of way for the venom to get into your system could have hurt you. So he lucked out.
Yeah, because even if you swallow it, because our bodies are sponges.
That's right.
And I would be afraid to get it even on my skin.
You know what? I always thought when I would watch these old movies and somebody would, you know, take a knife, slice the leg, and then start sucking this poison out, that they were bold to do that, because I always wondered about the guy who was doing that.
If it ain't a snake that's going away from you or coming at you, you're either stepping over top of it or on it. And I just, you know, that's a heroic moment that I've always, that's been passed down to me. And it being part of a story that I'm currently and have been for years writing now, that's definitely a bit in it. But I just, you know, how 98 years old, he lived through it.
That's
obviously.
Great. Hey, and I got to tell you something, because you're one of our listeners, your family, whenever you get your stories written and you need a little exposure, we'll tweet it to you to, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. So you just let us know, okay?
Yeah. Well, hey, happy holidays to you. Maybe I'll call again sometime soon when you got a something that I can relate to.
You got it.
Well, hey, the family's either going to get a Trump hat or Super Beats or a MyPillow for Christmas. So I'm going to try the Super Beats myself sometime.
You'll like it. So, it's good for you.
Hey, George, thank you very much. And I'm going to say you're a blessing to the radio, my friend.
Thank you, Jonathan. Your family, folks, all of you, you mean so much to us here at the network. And I'm going to save a lot of this as we get closer to Christmas and into the new year. By the way, we will be, let me give you our schedule, too, by the way. Let me pull that out. We are going to have, I am going to have Friday, December 23rd as my type of Christmas Eve show. Because Christmas Eve and Christmas Day this year falls on a weekend. So our weekend folks will be here, live programs. I've already told them if they're taking the night off, I'll do it. But we will have live programs for you on the holidays. You know, that's our promise. So make sure you're part of the show. And then New Year's Eve, we'll have a live show for you. And then the first Sunday is New Year's Day. I'll be on. Of course, I do the first Sunday of every month. But that's my 14-year anniversary. So I'm inviting all of you to join us for that anniversary party. And I cannot believe 14 years have gone by that fast. 14 years. Those of you who have been listening to me since the beginning, you're probably saying, oh, come on. But it's been 14 years. Truly remarkable. Gordon in Lakeland, Florida, welcome to the show. Hi, Gordon.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call, George.
Thank you.
something interesting happened, and I wanted to compare notes and team up and strategize. Maybe an opportunity door is opened. After I wrote a guest column for the Lakeland Ledger, it's between Orlando and Tampa, and we're like the central part of the voting world, okay, about a certain topic we've discussed before, I beat this topic to death. It was directed towards my congressman, who I felt really hadn't kept some promises. Now, my congressman is Congressman Dennis Ross. He's a good guy. He's the third-ranking Republican in the House of Representatives. And for some odd reason, things that make you go, just a few weeks after my column published about him not doing certain things that I thought that he had promised in a town hall meeting that we'd had, he introduced some legislation, H.R. 6191. Wasn't perfect, far from it, but it did something to slightly alleviate a college debt situation. So I began thinking, these people up here, now he's on the Trump transition, the Donald Trump transition team. These people probably know me on a first-name basis because I sent them by postal mail, and when Marco Rubio came down, I had laminated colored copies of my editorial, and I gave it to them. And so I'm thinking that maybe if I have some ideas in other areas, I can team up with you, get some ideas. I know that you want the grid hardened. That's one of your...
Oh, yeah. Well, I definitely want that. As a matter of fact, scientists are now saying they're predicting that by 2020, we could get hit with a flare so big it'll take out the power grid.
Right. So now you know that the bankruptcy and not using tax monies for college loans in the first place are on my short list.
Yes.
But also... Polk County, Florida has an indigent health care plan. We have a half-cent sales tax. It just got renewed, and it works, and it works well. My cataract was fixed, and the Obamacare has to be repealed but replaced. Why not scale down and get something like the Polk County health care plan, which is something that won't be unaffordable? And also, the new Secretary of Education is being harassed because of her voucher plan. But these people that are so-called liberals like the Pell Grants, even though you can go to a private religious college, so the voucher for a private religious high school looks to me to be the same thing. And I think that if I could persuade or connect up with the Trump transition team and give them some strategy to make their arguments about the voucher plan being pretty much the same as the Pell Grant plan, it could be public ed and higher ed and Affordable Health Care Act and hardening the grid, and maybe you and I could team up and we could make America great again.
All right. Send me some information, Gordon. Send me some emails, and let's start chatting about it via email at least. We take your texts. We take your tweets, and Tommy's got them back in the L.A. studio.
We do. We have a tweet. Before that, I wanted to tell you, I found what you just said really sobering. 14 years.
I can't believe it. I mean, you and Dan have been with me, Lisa, Stephanie, Lex, Sean, just about 14 years as well since the get-go.
I got a call a couple months ago. I wanted to ask you from a gentleman who is, and I hope this isn't a secret, he's writing a biography on you.
I'm writing the biography.
You're right.
He's putting it together.
Well, you'd be the autobiography, though, if you wrote it. Well anyway, it's a book about you. So I told a really great story. I don't want to say it now because it's in the book, but when is that coming out?
Oh, I know how you found out.
Because he asked me to write something about you.
I told him that I didn't want any of that until the final end. So when did he go to you for that?
Oh, this was probably 8 months ago now, 6 months ago.
I'm going to have a little chat with him.
It's got some good stuff in it.
The book's called Mad as Hell, and it's my life story. It's 2 pages long, and you didn't get that, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Why didn't you laugh?
Because
I said the book was 2 pages long.
Honestly, I'm going to answer that question honestly, because I was thinking in my mind, I kept thinking about the title.
But it comes out shortly, sometime in 2017.
Cool.
It's a fun read. I think you'll like it.
You just reminded me
of that. And I assume you're in it now.
Well, I told a really good story about you, so.
What'd you say?
I'm going to tell you. It's in the book. Read the book. Right. Okay. We have a tweet. What do you think about the flat earth theory? There seems to be some compelling arguments for it.
Bunk. Bunk.
Bunk.
You look at the planet from the moon, as Edgar Mitchell did, it's round. There is no flat earth. That's one conspiracy theory or myth I will not accept.
Don't they say it's like a tall wall of ice? or something around the rim?
Well, they just think it just ends. It just goes over. It's not.
And you fall
it is
over
not now. Flat.
I agree with you.
It's a round planet.
I agree.
All right, thanks, Tom. Let's go to Barry in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Hello, Barry.
Hello there, George. Good to talk to you once again, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
I tried to catch a guy with the snakes a while ago. I was a biology major, as you well know, and quite familiar with snakes. And I was going to tell you about my snake bite.
Oh no! When and how? What happened?
Yep, just about 35 years ago now. When I was in college, I was fishing in a small pond, and I had on nothing but tennis shoes. And the water was just up over my feet, and I didn't see the snake, of course, but as soon as it bit me, I knew what it was, and I looked down, and there he was, and I grabbed him by the head before he even had a chance to bite me again, and I took him with me, put him in the car, took him to the veterinarian and to the hospital, and they didn't even have the venom. The anti-venom. They sent me to another hospital. I went, wait a minute, I'm out to ride all over town to get venom for the snake bite.
Jeez.
Well, luckily, the scientific name of that snake is Acispodon piscivorus, and it's a pit viper, and very seldom do they ever kill you. They make you.
Thank God.
Well, I got good and sick. I was throwing up, and I got to the other hospital, which luckily was only about 5 miles away.
Did you get a fever too, Barry?
I got warm like a fever. They didn't. You know what? They didn't even take my temperature, but they had the venom right there, and within 5 minutes of them giving me the shot, most of the symptoms were gone, George. And
thank God.
Yeah, no kidding. And what I was going to say something else too. Like I said,
is that all you've ever been bitten by or stung by? Have you been
stung? No. Being a biology major, I obviously spent lots of time in the woods. And I actually was bitten by a black widow spider, but I knew what it was because it was right on my hand, and I grabbed it real quick and yanked it off of there, and sure enough, it only got enough venom in me to make a red spot and real sore where the bite was itself or sting.
What would have been worse, that or a brown recluse?
A brown recluse is at least twice as venomous as a black widow.
Well, I have been bitten by, get this, since I've been a kid to now, I've been bitten by a turtle. I've been bitten by a spider. I've been bitten by a bee. I've been bitten by a hamster and a dog.
Oh, I remember you telling the story that night about the bees, and I tell you what, if you had had a real allergic reaction.
Oh, well, that would have been history for me.
To that, especially to that species of bee, you'd have been gone, buddy, because one bite from certain bees will kill you. And when you have quite a few bites, which you did,
yep.
Luckily you weren't allergic to that venom as much as some other people are, and here you are still with me.
I had a rash on my arm, Barry, for 2 weeks, and I showed it to Tom, and I took pictures of it. I was thinking of putting it on the website, but I didn't want to. But, man, those things, they came at me like crazy.
Oh, I tell you what. Once you stir them up, buddy, I mean, they're ferocious.
And the turtle? Remember those little turtles they used to sell in the 5 and 10 stores when we were kids? Like Kmart and places like that, those little tiny green turtles?
Yes, exactly.
And anyways, I used to buy them all the time. My folks would get them for me. Now they say you get salmonella, get rid of those things. But I always had pet turtles. Well, this one, I must have been 6 or 7, bit me on the finger, and he wouldn't let go. So I'm looking at this turtle with his mouth on my little finger, and I'm freaking out, screaming. And so I threw my arm like I was throwing a baseball, and the turtle, of course, was on the other end, and he went flying against the wall. And then I went to pick him up, and his shell had fallen off him when he hit the wall.
I'll be darned. How about that?
I tried to glue it back on him, but I couldn't.
Yeah. A turtle can bite you, obviously. Boy, oh boy, you better watch a snapping turtle.
Oh, that would have snapped my finger right off at that age.
They can snap your finger off just like a toothpick.
Yep, you got that right. Well, Barry, thanks for the call. Let's move on to Bill in Sacramento. Hey, Bill, welcome to the program. You there?
Hello.
Hi, Bill.
Yes, I'm here.
There you are.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yes, I can hear you now.
All right.
Yeah, I recall last time and Dr. Joel Wallach was on, and you were thinking about starting the GoFundMe campaign.
Yes, we sure are.
And I'm very interested in it because I just can't muster up the funds right now. I'm on Social Security, and I really need the products, and I want to be a part of it.
I think when I get back to L.A. after Christmas, Tom has been working on it. Once he's got the mechanics down for it, we're going to start getting it funded, and we're going to start helping people like yourself, Bill.
Yes. Okay.
All right. We'll do that because I know a lot of people need some help like that. And just for some of you who are saying, what's he talking about? We're going to do a GoFundMe campaign with donations to raise money for people who can't afford their own supplements. And a lot of people can't. I mean, it's just a fact of life. But we're going to do that and raise as much as we can. And then whenever people need some something, I've already got Tom has a pack of emails from people. You won't believe how many people are in need of supplements and financial help at the same time. So we're gonna do all that for you. We're going to take a break in just a moment, but we'll continue with open lines for you tonight. And just don't forget, you can also follow us and like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, where we'll read your comments every once in a while. And email me at george@coasttocoastam.com. And we'll be back in just a moment here with the rest of your calls. And we're going to do it again next hour, too. Open lines, but it's a fast night, and I love there's something special with open lines. Magical, dramatic, and you bring it to the table. So let's do that when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. Open lines continue when we come back. Okay, George Norrie back with you. Open lines here on Coast to Coast. Let us go right back to the phones. Let's go to Zach in Utah to get this segment started. Hey, Zach, thanks for calling.
Hi, George. Glad to be talking to you. I've been waiting a long time for a reason to call in.
Super.
Anyway, there was a person that called in earlier when you were on with your guest, Brian, and he shared a story about an area that was where the settlers used hogs on this island.
Right.
To get rid of the rattlesnakes. See, I grew up in an area in Alpine, Utah, where the hills in between Provo and Salt Lake, when the early settlers came in, developed in that area, they wrestled all the snakes into this one little spot. And they did it with hogs. They called the area Hogs Hollow.
Huh.
I used to ride ATVs and motorcycles in that area as a child, you know, and all the way up until my, you know, early adult years. And they recently have developed all of that land. You know, I went back there 6 years later, you know, after I'd grown up and moved away, been married, and the whole place is developed. And, you know, you can imagine it was the early, let's see here, is the middle to late 19th century that they had all the rattlesnakes wrestled up by the hogs. you know, and they drove them from Draper and Alpine, which is a, you know, probably a 15-mile spread, all into that one area that's all now developed. And I mean, they've got to be built up to pretty good numbers now with the rattlesnake population.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
Yeah, and, yeah. I think that I came across six of them. I had killed one. I have the rattler from it, but it's scary when you hear one of those things rattle real close.
Well, then they coil up, right? So you know they're ready to jump at you.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, I've just never been fond of snakes at all. I mean, I could tell Brian, he kind of went like, oh, no, when I told him I didn't like them. But I just don't like snakes. There's something about them.
You know, I do have a funny story for you.
All right.
My mom and I would catch snakes, little blow snakes, you know, or gopher snakes.
Yeah.
I think they're called. They're harmless, you know, they hiss really loud, and that's why they call them blow snakes. But we caught this little baby one, and it got loose. And my dad is terrified of snakes. Terrified. I mean, scares the crap out of him. He moved out of the house, pitched a tent, got a sleeping bag, and lived outside of the house while the snake was loose. 3 days later, guess where we found the snake?
Ah, that's right.
Right in his sleeping bag, right inside of the tent.
Oh, my God. He would have freaked. Oh, I love it. Zach, thanks for the call.
When he found out, yeah, he did.
Oh, horrible. I saw, it must have been 2 or 3 weeks ago, a movie. Wanted to kill some time. And I think it was a Sunday. And this was a bizarre story. I mean, this was a contractor truck driver in Iraq. American. And something had happened. Their convoy was attacked. They hit a landmine. Anyways, he wakes up and he's in a coffin, obviously buried underneath the sand and desert, who knows where. And the entire movie then is based in the coffin. So they got a camera in there somewhere. And so he's in this coffin, and his captors put in a cell phone in there, and he still had his lighter. So he had a little light once in a while. And he would be able to use that phone to try to call out, but the captors would call him, and they wanted him to do a video in the coffin, wherever he was buried, send it to him. I don't know how they got that signal out, but they did. And they kept screaming at him, do a video, do a video. Well, he ultimately did a video. I mean, he's freaking out. I mean, imagine yourself waking up in a coffin, folks. So you got like 2 inches above your nose. You can move your arm side to side. You can't get up. You're stuck. It's freaky. And so they did that. And he does the video, and I guess millions of people see it on YouTube. But he's able to use the phone to call out to the Pentagon or someplace. And I'm not going to tell you the end of the movie, but he's able to talk to them and GPS his location of his phone. But you got to see it. I don't know. I can't remember the name of it. I'd mentioned it to Tom maybe during his next. We're going to go to Tom now anyway. So let's see if he remembers the name of that movie. Do you remember that?
I think it's called Buried.
Okay.
And I think it's on Netflix. I haven't watched it yet.
All right.
It's on my list.
That would be great. Anyways, so, what do we got?
Sandy in Ohio. I love this time of year. Two questions. Do you have a favorite Christmas song and a favorite Christmas movie?
The favorite Christmas movie is definitely It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, I figured.
Love that movie. You know, I've mentioned it before. Mom was the one who sat me down as a little boy to watch it, and I'll never forget it. I mean, I think of her when I watch it, but I love that movie. And my favorite song, I love a lot of songs, but one is O Come All Ye Faithful. That's a classic. And as a matter of fact, I did that song
On the CD.
With Rocky, a friend of the show, on the CD, and I think we have a clip of that.
I think Danny's getting it now.
Yeah, if he can get that clip ready. But I will use it, I can do a little bit of it now.
Here it comes.
If he's ready. You ready, Danny? Let's play a little. This is the Holiday Magic Coast Style CD, which Tom produced with the money going to veterans to benefit them. There's a link at coasttocoastam.com where if you need to pick up that CD, you go straight to Amazon, and the proceeds go to veterans that Tom picks.
100%.
They're very appreciative. But this is me and Rocky. She's got a much better voice than I do. But I'm going to let you hear a little bit of it, not the whole thing. Play it a little longer, Danny.
Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore
him. All right.
So good.
Tommy, you made me sound, okay.
That I have to tell you something. I had so much fun doing that CD, finding guests and people that could do that. And I remember the day that we went to that studio. We drove down there. All guys got done. He left, and I had to come back to get the disc from the engineer, and I put it in my car, and driving home, I kept playing it. It was just what I was looking for. Like, you guys nailed it.
You still owe me a CD, by the way.
There's a ton here.
Mail me one to St. Louis so I can play it for Christmas out here.
Sure, absolutely.
But
guys just nailed it. I just had the greatest time doing that.
It was fun, and, you know, she's a great singer, and knowing her history, she was on the verge of being a country western singer.
Yeah, she cut a really great CD. But you guys together, you did a good job, a great job.
Yeah, yeah, it was just fun, and it was a great hobby. But a great idea for you to do this. This is your third season. Folks, pick up the CD. You'll find it at coasttocoastam.com, right there in the highlight reel. Full benefits go to veterans. Tom doesn't make a profit on this at all, and the people he worked with the CD on. It was a great idea.
And I do want to tell you, just so you know, when I am able to cut checks, I actually drive them.
You go yourself.
I actually go to the Veterans Hospital, and I pick them around the country, so I can't go around
the country. Do they know you're coming?
Yeah, I call them, and I say, look, there's a hospital in Virginia, for example, I would like this money to go to. May I bring it down to you, and you will get that to them? And that way I know that it's going to the source.
Yeah, that's just a marvelous idea, a great CD. Yeah, definitely send me my copy.
I shall.
If you would, to the St. Louis address, and we'll do that. All right, thanks. Let's
okay,
go to
thank
the
you.
Phones now. Let us go to Mark in Baltimore, Maryland. Hello, Mark. Thanks for calling. There you go.
Well, you're a rock star.
Ah, I had some fun doing that. I think Tom was playing around with the sound a little bit.
I know you. I always heard you talking about your singing, and I'd never heard it before, but I have to tell you, that was unbelievable.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, there's a couple things I want to say. First of all, I want to stress this again. For anybody that's not a Coast Insider, they really need to become a Coast Insider, because number one, our radio stations have to pay for their airtime, and that airtime is paid with advertising dollars.
That's right.
Okay. And we, you know, us Coast Insiders, we patronize the sponsors because, you know, we want to support Coast to Coast. And the best example that I'd like to give is from a caller that just recently called, Dr. Ben. just think about it. For all the advice that you get from Dr. Ben, plus if you're an insider and you can go to Dr. Ben and find out, you know, ask it. Go to that part of your app or, you know, the site. And you can do that if you're a coach. That pays for itself right there. Just the medical advice that you're getting right there is priceless. That's worth more than 15 cents a day.
Well, thanks. It's just something that we've been doing for years. It continues to grow, Mark. And we've got a couple things that Lex has been working on that he's going to pop in there, too. And just try to keep it innovative, for sure. You're all set for the holidays?
You know, I was going to ask you something. You mentioned this thing about GoFundMe campaign. I want to tell you something. I've been appointed a service officer to my American Legion post. This is not something you're nominated for. It's not something you're voted for. You need to be appointed to that position. And it's my responsibility as a service officer to assist members of the veteran community in the preparation, development, and submission of their claims for benefits to the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right? And me and my post commander are trying to drum up some help because we've been in touch with my local radio station who wants to, so I put a proposal to them to do a Sunday morning half hour local radio station where I can be that person that people can call into and ask about how they can navigate their way through the maze of VA benefits, because I'm the guy that they come to.
That's a great idea.
Thank you. Well, the radio station's real interested in it, too. But, you know, like, they sent me their media package. And then, of course, I went up there to visit them today. And I brought up, I haven't had a formal meeting with them yet. But, you know, I mentioned to them today, the thing that's holding me back right now is I still got to figure out how I'm going to pay for those advertising dollars.
Well, maybe you can get some of them donated.
That's what I was thinking of, you know, is to solicit donations.
That's the way to do it. If you need some help, Mark, send me an email, and we'll give you some pointers on how to approach these stations and to get some, you know, donations, because this is good for them, too. Somebody wrote an article several months ago questioning whether radio in today's technology was going to be alive or dead. And it's my contention that radio will never be dead. First of all, you got to be smart enough to adapt to changing technology. As you mentioned, Coast Insiders, we are. People are into that. They use their smartphones. But I'm also convinced that, you know, you're not going to listen to a four-hour radio show on your smartphone unless you're at home and it's the only way you can hear the show and you plug it in. Because the battery life of a phone just isn't long enough to sustain that. But radio is going to be around for a long, long time. It's intimate. It's one-on-one. And to me, from a guy who has done television for years, there's nothing like radio to get the message out and to create this family environment. I mean, there's something very special about radio. Let's go to Kevin in Titusville, Florida. Welcome to the show. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, George. It's great to talk to you again. I don't know if you talk to so many people. I don't know if you remember me talking to you a few months ago about one of the highlights of what I mentioned was Europa.
Ah, yes. And, I remember that. Oh, my God. And I remember Titusville.
I can't imagine you having done it for me, but you sure did tonight. And it reminds me of a couple of things. I'll try to be real quick. I want to throw them all in.
Sure.
I snuck backstage when you could back in 1981. It was one of the highlights of my life, aside from graduating from Georgia Tech. But I was at the Georgia Tech. I was in the ZBT fraternity, went down with a young pledge friend of mine and watched this concert. And I was on top of the world, just floating on air. I was even higher. And I wasn't high, by the way, after sneaking backstage, I kind of watched and waited and made sure the bouncers or whatever you call them were gone.
Yeah, made your move.
And got with, I still have it over there on my counter in the kitchen. I have this ticket, June 1st, 1981, Carlos Santana and Alex Cooley, who was the local
concert
promoter. So anyway, great bumper music and magic, that song. I was just, Actually, I was already laying in bed, which I'm normally, ever since the late 90s with Art Bell, I still love to hear the late Saturday night Art Bell, you know, Somewhere in Time.
Somewhere in Time.
It's wonderful. And, yeah, your thing singing, yeah, I agree with the guy, I think Mike, from, I think it was Mark or Mike from
Mark.
Baltimore.
Mark from Baltimore.
Mark, fantastic voice. I have a pretty good voice. My dad did one of these things. You probably heard of this way back in the, like in the 40s. Back at, he was a sailor in World War II, and he would come home on leave, and you could voice over on a record on a, and he had these 78s.
My uncle used to do that in Boston too.
Yeah,
it was great.
He could sing on a favorite song, you know, on the back, you know, background music. That was awesome. Oh, talk about bites. I've been bitten by two brown recluse.
Oh, my God.
MRSA. I was in the hospital for 7 days.
Did you have a hole on either your leg or arm or wherever this thing bit you?
Yes, the one behind my knee. I'm laying in bed. They had to make two incisions and cut that pus out. I mean,
oh, my God, and that's your tendon. Could you even bend your leg?
Not for a while, and I had to have a nurse. Thank God for the VA. We talk about the VA. Thank God for the VA. Thank God for having been in the Navy, George. I mean, I have free benefits because I don't make a lot of money right now.
Good for you. I'm glad you have the benefits, though.
Yeah, and one last thing on the Christmas deal. Yeah, It's a Wonderful Life is at the top of the list.
It's a classic. Kev, got to go. We got to hit this break, but we've got another hour to go of open lines, so don't go anywhere.